From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 83, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker, and what a special edition of Inside the Parker. We're still on location in Denver, and man, what a great home run derby and a great all-star game. We're going to hear from some of the big stars, Aaron Judge, Tim Anderson, Taijuan Walker, Cedric Mullins, and Marcus Semien. That and much more. Let's go.
Batter up.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
So I wrote a big column at deadspin.com off the All-Star game, and it was basically my All-Star takeaway. Three things.
Number one.
Atmosphere is everything. I think you felt it. I know I saw on social media people talking about it, but the atmosphere at Coors Field in Denver was tremendous. I don't know. Was it the pandemic being over? The idea of us all being in crowds again? But the crowd was electric at the Home Run Derby and at the All-Star game. There was not a seat to be had at Coors Field. And what I was most impressed by was fans stayed in their seats to watch the action. If you watched on television, you didn't see any empty seats. And even the All-Star game, which was a 5-2 win for the American League, the eighth straight win for the AL, was people didn't leave early to beat traffic. People stayed till the end. All the runs didn't come on home runs or strikeouts. We got some cool matchups. Otani against Tatis Jr. Everybody wanted to see that. It was special. And, you know, for a couple of nights, baseball took center stage again, and it felt right. Life felt good. Baseball felt good. I hope you felt it through the TV, because I definitely felt it at the ballpark. I love going to the All-Star game. We really missed it from a year ago, but man, that was some scene.
Number two.
I know there was a big controversy before the All-Star festivities about Shohei Ohtani and speaking English and interpreter and people going crazy about that and all the debate. But there's no denying about the international flavor in baseball. Let's just take the All-Star game to start. The game was won by a Japanese player. The game was saved by an Australian. And the MVP of the game was Dominican. I mean, is that not America? Only thing that was missing was the apple pie and maybe a Chevrolet. But yes, baseball is very international. We see it play out. Supersedes people's culture, their language, their size, their shape is talent. And when you have talent, it doesn't matter. We saw it. You saw Vlad Guerrero Jr. His dad's a Hall of Famer. What did he do? He had a big home run, another RBI. This kid's a stud, the youngest guy to win the MVP ever, which is incredible. The Toronto Blue Jays are lucky. He kind of got pushed to the side because so much is being made of Ohtani and Tatis Jr., but Guerrero Jr. is a stud, and we saw that last night. Shohei Ohtani, another one. Dude, he's just as advertised. This is why the Angels backed up the Brinks truck to pay this guy to get him from Japan. In the All-Star game, he started the game, and he was in the lineup as the DH. Threw a pitch over 100 miles an hour. He didn't get any hits, but man, you know, just to have him out there doing what he's doing, nobody had ever gone to the All-Star game as a pitcher and a hitter. So that tells you all you need to know about him. And Hendricks, who pitches for the White Sox, got the saves. He's the Australian player. So we saw baseball has all these young stars, and many of them are from the United States. There's plenty from the United States, but there are a lot of big stars who aren't. The game has a real international flavor, more so than any other sport. We're seeing more international play in basketball, not football, obviously, but baseball. If you watched the game and you saw all these stars, you said to yourself, wow.
Number three.
It was good to hear from Commissioner Rob Manfred about the changes in the game. First of all, I'm going to give him credit for going after Googate and getting this thing straightened out. Baseball was at a crossroads. It couldn't wait till next year to let guys get their act together. No, the rules have been on the books. You can't put a foreign substance on the ball. Hitting had suffered, and already we've seen improvements with batting averages and guys not striking out as much. Things have changed already. I love the way he attacked that. And then to hear at the commissioner say that a few things are likely to change. They're going to drop the seven-inning doubleheaders. That extra runner rule on second base and, you know, in extra innings, that's going to go away. Thank God. And here's the one that really like touched me to make me feel like, okay, we're getting back to baseball's roots, is no more of the defensive shifts. Now, they didn't spell out how they're going to do it, but I'm assuming you got to have two guys on each side of the bag. You can move your guys around, but you can't put three and four guys on one side of the diamond. I think that's wrong. You take away hits, which we've seen. Batting average has suffered, and you've taken people off the base paths. So it's like a strikeout or a home run. There's no in-between. We saw in the All-Star game, manufacturing of runs. That's what we need. We need base runners. So I love that the commissioner's office is active, getting baseball back to what we love it. The pencil-protecting geeks who have taken over baseball, man, we got to take it back. And all that analytics. Ask the Yankees who are knee deep in analytics, how's that working out for them? They haven't won a World Series since 2009, and they're one of the leaders in analytics. So it's worked during the regular season, but it hasn't worked. And here's the other last thing. Gerrit Cole, one of the big culprits on Googate, right before the All-Star game, what did he do? Pitched a complete game shutout against Houston, 12 strikeouts, 129 pitches. Funny, he can't pitch without goo. These guys can pitch without goo. Stop it. It was a bravo performance by Gerrit Cole. So baseball is in the right direction. Man, I loved everything I heard at the All-Star game.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Instead of just one big interview as we normally do on the podcast, I caught up with a number of stars at the All-Star game in Denver, and we're going to give you a little sliver of each of these big-time players. Take a listen. Caught up with Mets pitcher Taijuan Walker, and I asked him what it's like to be a first-time All-Star.
Good. I'm just running around like crazy right now, but, man, it feels good. I got the whole family here. We all flew in this morning. Man, I'm excited. They're excited just to have my family here with me. It really means a lot to me, so I'm excited for it.
How about coming into the season? Is that a goal of yours or a plan, or you just play and hope that it works out?
Man, the goal is to always help the team win, you know, so go out there and do my best and try to put up good numbers. And, you know, if I make the All-Star team, good. If not, you know, it is what it is. But if I go out there and help the team win, it's always a goal.
I know some guys couldn't make it or, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
But this is a big honor, right? I mean, you never know if you're ever going to come back. Is it something you look at it like that? Like this is something special that I don't want to miss?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is, I think, my ninth season to finally get an All-Star nod, you know. You know, like you said, like I don't know if I'm ever going to get another one again, but to finally be an All-Star, I'm going to cherish it, and, you know, I'll always have that next to my name.
I asked Marcus Semien, who's in his first season in Toronto, how special it was to be voted in as a starting second baseman by the fans.
It's been a big change. It's coming from Oakland playing shortstop to now being Toronto, first Dunedin, Buffalo, hopefully Toronto now, changing positions. But I got hot there in May, and you know, it seemed like the voters took notice of that. And I appreciate everybody who voted for me.
How about that, making a change? I mean, to go from, you know, playing shortstop to second base and then being an all-star at it and a starting player. I mean, that's a big change. A lot of guys might need a year to adjust, you know, positions.
Yeah, just the work in spring training, you know, we really focus on turning that double play. And, you know, I still do it every day. It's something I feel like I'm getting better at. And at the same time, I want to make sure shortstop is still sharp as well. So I like having that versatility now. Everybody has seen that I can play shortstop, also second now. And if I swing the bat the way I've been doing, I think that the future will be bright.
What changed when you got turned it on and got hot and then stayed hot? Did you make any adjustments? Did you see the ball better? What changed?
Well, I think we were in late April, and I had to change my routine in the cage a little bit because, you know, what I was doing in April was I was only hitting the fastball well. And that's not what I was getting thrown.
Right. So they're not going to throw that too, right?
So I did some drills to kind of help my swing path stay through the zone a little bit more, hit the ball to right field, make sure my path is direct to the ball if it is a fastball. And I've been sticking with that ever since.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Cedric Mullins has had a breakout year with the Orioles, but man, because of injuries to Mike Trout, he was named a starter on the American League team, and he has a great story on how he found out and how his family found out.
You know, one of the funny stories from the day, they were announcing the starters earlier, and when my name got called in the night, I didn't know my parents were on the same floor as me, and I heard my mom screaming from down the hall. So she was very excited. I'm excited as well. It's going to be fun.
So the dream come true, like when you're playing, you know, you watch this game as a kid, see all the great players, to finally get, you know, recognized and make it to this level. Just tell me about that.
Yeah, it's just a surreal moment. It's, you know, we always have goals in mind, and, you know, it's awesome to be able to reach them. It's just a matter of, you know, taking it day by day, and, you know, here I am putting together a solid year. And I'm going to definitely relish and enjoy this moment, and we've got to keep pushing past that.
What's changed for you from last year to this year? Is it, you know what I mean, when it finally clicks in, you know, is there something? Did you just see the ball better? Did you have better at bats? What did you do? You know what I mean?
There were a couple of physical changes to my swing that I made, and it gave me the best opportunity to see the ball a little better, see it a little deeper, see the spin. So everything involving getting in the best position to hit were the adjustments that I made. And then at that point, it was a matter of just hitting the ball hard.
And at one point, I know you were leading the league with hits, and just everything that had happened this year. Did you pinch yourself a little bit through it, or were you like, all this hard work paid off? What were you saying to yourself as these things are happening?
Yeah, like as things were going around, it was like, okay, you're having the success, you know, continue to remind yourself what led to that. And it was the work that I put in, and just sticking to a routine.
And is it fun? Has it gotten to a point where it's just fun, you're just playing ball and not feeling pressure? Sometimes when you don't have success early, you know what I mean, you can put a lot of pressure and it compounds. Yeah. Is it just fun to go play?
Yeah, I think having fun led to the success. It's just not necessarily the other way around. And with that kind of mindset, I think it'll lead to future success as well. Like, you got to be able to have fun in this game, you know, or it can bite you pretty good.
Tim Anderson of the White Sox has as much swag as anybody, but it's not shocking that it was Ken Griffey Jr.'s swag that got him interested in baseball and the All-Star game. And he tells a great story about Jr.
Ken Griffey was one of my favorite players, but I wasn't really a guy that really watched it. You know, I just liked watching the Home Run Derby, and that was it. But I didn't really watch the game. But, you know, now to be able to, you know, be a part of it is definitely dope and cool.
What did you like about Griffey? What was it, just the power?
What he brought into the game.
Because he could play everything.
Yeah, what he brought into the game. He did everything. And, you know, he had that swag. He had it. He had that effect on people. You know, when he stepped on the field, you know who that is. So definitely just that about Griffey.
Could you relate to him wearing his hat backwards? People used to give him a hard time, but that was a part of his swag.
Yeah, that was part of his swag. Yeah, definitely. Now everybody wearing that hat backwards.
Right.
Also caught up with Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees. And you know, missing from the All-Star were all three Houston Astros, and they had just played the Astros in a series down in Houston. So I asked Judge about the Astros' absence.
They got their priorities. You know, they need to heal up, get ready. You know, they got family stuff, injuries, anything like that. You know, they're just, you know, trying to play it smart and do what's best for them and the team. You know, so I really got nothing. You know, that's their choice, you know.
Was it that or
whatever they want to do?
Was it that or the booze that they might get? Why did that come in?
Hey, you said it, not me.
No, it is my question. I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. No, I'm not in their shoes. I don't know what they would go through or what they would hear. You know, but like I said, I think they made the best decision for, you know, for themselves, their families, and, you know, personal reasons.
It probably would have been the loudest booze ever at an All-Star game, right? I mean, this is where you celebrate the game.
Yeah. Who knows? You know, I think the fans still got their opinions, but you know, like I said, they took their personal reasons. And you know, All-Star break, we only got 3 days, 4 days, or whatever. And we're playing 162 games, playing every single day. So, you know, I think they made the smart decision. You know, staying with their families, resting up, and you know, doing what they need to do for, you know, their second half.
I know you're a young guy, but I was gonna say, going to the All-Star game, is it still special? Like every chance you get to be a part of this for you.
Yeah, you know, I never want to take this moment for granted. You know, getting an opportunity to come here and celebrate with my family, celebrate with my friends, most importantly, represent the Yankees and our fan base is something that, you know, I never want to take for granted, never want to miss, you know, this opportunity, you know, so it still gives me chills, you know, being here, being around these legends, being around these guys that are going to be future Hall of Famers, being around the coaches, everything. It's a special opportunity that, you know, it's tough to describe it, and I'm looking forward to it once again.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Centro. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
The 2021 All-Star Game is here, and with 42 first-timers on the league rosters, a new record, it feels like the league is turning over a new leaf. The faces of the game in each league, Vlad Guerrero Jr. and Fernando Tatis Jr., are both 22, while two-way unicorn Shohei Ohtani just turned 27. Vladdy could become the youngest player ever to hit for the Triple Crown, while Tatis is vying to become the first player since Chuck Klein in 1932 to lead the league in both homers and stolen bases. It's also time to breathe and look back where the first half of 2021 ranks in a historical context. The 23.8 league strikeout percentage is at an all-time high, continuing a trend that's been going its direction for the last decade or so. Each MLB game on average sees nearly 18 combined strikeouts per game, also an all-time high. Even though strikeouts are on the rise, so is the long ball. At 2.4 home runs per game in 2021, that's the fourth highest mark the sport has ever seen. The AL has won 7 straight All-Star games, tied for the third longest streak by any league ever. But the last time the All-Star game was in Denver, we saw 21 combined runs, the most in All-Star game history. With the historic performance of Ohtani, both starting as a pitcher and leading off as a hitter, let's just say it'll be a safe bet we won't see a repeat performance of 1998.
Batter up!
It's Jones in for baseball.
Cowboy.
A fan's take on the game we love.
You're out!
Hello, everyone. This is Jones Witten. I hope everyone enjoyed the MLB All-Star festivities. Speaking of which, I want to touch on that real quick. Now, it's just my opinion, but I enjoy baseball's All-Star festivities more than any other sports. The essence of the game of baseball renders itself for pure excitement, which leads me to the home run derby. Speaking on the essence of the game, home runs and the best players are usually synonymous in baseball, unlike other sports where players might be considered more specialists. I like the phrase they use in boxing when referring to the knockout punch as the great equalizer, which in fact is what the home run is to baseball. Now, as exciting as the home run derby is, the real prize in my eyes is the actual All-Star game. For transparency purposes, I must admit, I did prefer when home field advantage for the World Series was on the line, but it is what it is. I ain't tripping, because also, unlike other sports, baseball's All-Star game is a real game. That brings up that phrase again, essence of the game. It allows for both sides to play a legitimate game with the very best of the best. When I say legitimate, I'm referring to being able to play the game at full speed versus going through the motions. Now, I got to give a shout out to Pete Alonso for becoming the third player since the kid, Ken Griffey Jr., and Yoenis Cespedes to win back-to-back home run derbies. Same goes for the American League for winning the All-Star game. We've had some incredible storylines this first half of the season. I'm excited for what the upcoming trade deadline has in store and the remainder of what's left on this historic campaign.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Number 101, why baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. Man, oh, man, let me tell you, Coors Field did not disappoint in the food department at the All-Star game. Man, the food was so good. I ate like a pig, but I'm going to give a special shout out to Coors Field for their hot dog. Oh, my God. I could not believe it. I had an all beef foot long hot dog on a warm bun with sauerkraut and mustard. I definitely needed a cigarette after that. It was that good. My goodness. You know, hot dogs aren't always created equal. You go to places, but at baseball, there's nothing like a hot dog at a baseball game. I don't know. I know people with hot dogs at football games, hot dogs at basketball games, but there's something about a hot dog at a baseball game with a beer or a Diet Coke or whatever you drink, but there's something about it. And going there, I had choices to eat anything I wanted, and I still wound up saying, I'm back in the ballpark, back on the big stage as far as the All-Star game, and I have to have a dog. And my goodness, I was not disappointed.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.